T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The final score, New England 43, Kansas City 40.
Your team speed was obviously a challenge. And
well, Hill, yeah.
Yeah.
Hill.
Yeah.
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 Hill.
Wide open again is Hill.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
The football game's going to be a lot of fun. So lots of scores.
Sony Michel driving for 6.
Ooh, they scored again.
Kareem Hunt will take it all the way in for a touchdown.
Ooh, they scored again.
Touchdown, Edelman.
Ooh, they scored again.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
Is there enough ground to make you feel confident about pricing game 2? Just wondering.
Yes, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can get to a happy place. He just stood there and took it. Oh, my God. He didn't move at all. Most people just react, don't they?
Lou suddenly feels good about Sunday night and David Price.
But I'm not anticipating 2-3 innings anymore.
We won.
I think he goes 5.
I'm very happy that we won.
I think he goes into the 6.
Baby steps, it's baby steps.
David Price is cured.
I'm not buying it.
Are you buying it? No, I'm not buying it.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Just be happy that he got to the 5th, okay?
Can we not say, like, oh, the monkey's off his back now. Oh, yeah, he's cured. He's healed.
He said baby steps. He said baby steps.
He wins the game as a starter, but he doesn't get the win, correct?
That's correct.
Like he did not pitch long enough.
That is correct.
He didn't seem
happy either.
Is it 5 innings, right? We're not going to go just halfway?
I'll give him credit,
though. He would have if Bogaerts didn't nonchalantly field the ground ball. He would have.
All right.
But he didn't.
Not an error.
Right. So what did he get? Like, what does he get? What grade are we giving him?
C+.
Yes. And that's C+.
That's the best I give him. Unfortunately,
but you've lowered your expectations.
I haven't, because
scale it to a B minus.
Do you want to win this thing? You need A out of Sale. You need A out of Price. Okay, you can't expect on Eovaldi or Erod or Porcello. And you said it earlier, Christian. Porcello's been their best pitcher overall. He has been the biggest contributor to that pitching staff, both as a starter and out of the bullpen.
Sale going down. Well, I guess, should we say he went down? Because he's got a tummy ache, right?
We don't know what the hell's going on.
He's got a viral infection. Maybe
I feel like we don't know what's going
on. Let me ask you this. You watch the game. Do you think his shoulder is healthy?
No, I mean, no. All I have to do is, if you want to look deeper, look at his velocity.
He's throwing 89, 90, 91. We get excited when he hits 94. You know, come on.
In that July 27th, he had a regular start. He went in the DL. He came back in Baltimore, and it was like, okay, maybe it was just a midseason rest.
He's good that game.
Yeah, maybe it was just a midseason rest. The guy's still throwing 98, struck out 12 in 5 innings. Since that Baltimore game, when they announced he was going back in the DL, we still don't know what the hell's going on with Chris Sale.
We do not.
And we won't until the season is over, but we know one thing.
We see him in a sling.
He's not the same guy, and he's got big ones, and he's going to go out there and he's going to compete. And if he's got one thing working, he's going to try to get you out with one thing. But if you asked him, he'd much rather have 4. I mean, those guys said it the other day. They have a ton of respect for Chris Sale. But they also admitted, 91, 92, he's still tough. He's still one of the best pitchers in the game. However, it's a lot harder when he's 98.
Let me ask you something, and it's maybe a little morbid, maybe a little uncomfortable.
Here we go.
But how important is Chris Sale to the long-term future of this team?
He may not be here long-term.
Okay. So I say that because if he's a young pitcher with a high ceiling, and you think he's going to pitch it for the next 10 years – you don't give him any injections. You don't let him fight through anything. You bench him and say, you know what, you're going to be more valuable to us in later years.
So you're telling me that they're going to use and abuse him like a farm animal?
I'm being honest. That's just his mentality, anyways.
No, but don't you?
So
know
why
that,
would you not? Why listen? Yeah. If he's broken, well, he's not. I mean, you don't owe him a lot of money.
But don't you know that in what you kind of know from him or kind of feel like you've seen from him that he's more than willing to be abused?
That's my point.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Well, listen, we long term, we may not want to give you this shot or give you this or give you that. And he's like, I don't care, man. I don't care about long term. I care about winning the World Series.
I care about now.
Right now.
I care about tonight. So I can easily
scream at me.
I can
curse
easily
me out.
See
make
him
me run.
Do something like
whip
that.
Me.
Where he sits there, you know what? He just doesn't have the ability just to see the big picture. And I know the Red Sox, we're not going to re-sign him. The guy's 30-something years old.
He's up after next year, correct?
Yes.
He got one year.
Yeah. So my guess is he's going to go out to the free agency market. He's making, what, 13.5 now? He's going to look to score big. For their sake, I'm not sure they can look at him and his lack of durability and sit there and say he's worth $30 million a year into his 30s?
I don't think you can.
You can't.
No. And, you know, this came up in the middle of the year when he was dealing. You know, they got to sign him now. Like, they don't have to. You know, they'll watch him the end of this year, and obviously it turned how he looked at the end of the year. They'll watch him all year next year, and then they can decide. I mean, they're the Boston Red Sox. You let them go to free agency, and if you want to unload 30, then give them 30.
For many years, we will be discussing the error, the mistake that John Henry made in not re-signing John Lester when they had an opportunity.
Hi, John.
At a reasonable deal.
So long you're saying term, this is your second opportunity? Chris Sale's second bite of the apple?
No, they blew it. No, they blew it with John Lester. They blew it. Because what they ended up doing is they ended up going after Price. A year later when they said, oh, my God, maybe we do need a guy who's pitching in his 30s. Oh, maybe that's what we need. When they had a guy who could pitch in Boston, who could handle the crowd, who could handle the pressure, who could handle postseason, and they had him at affordable dollars and let him go.
Huge mistake. Five number ones.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about this one for years.
Yeah, I know
to come.
We have. You know, because every year Lester, you know, last year was a down year and you didn't hear much of it. And this year he came back and threw the ball well. And so, of course, it crops up again. Of course, with David's struggles in the postseason. And I just don't see him doing it with Sale. I think there's too many red flags.
They won't.
You know, the shoulder now. Shoulder's actually probably more worrisome than the elbow. A lot of times, if you ask pitchers, like elbows, you get Tommy John, you come back and you see what you like.
So can
Nathan Eovaldi. Shoulders. That's Pedro Martinez and his career.
So we're a year away from that, and there's going to be no Sale. And I'm not sure anybody feels good. I know some people in Boston feel very good about David Price today and wanted to make sure he got a standing ovation. They're probably still standing somewhere in the house right now.
You know why people are happy
for him? But does anybody feel really good about David Price going forward? And you still owe him $129 million, $127 million? So there's your number one, Sale, your number two, Price, who could be your number one, and you're a year away from what? Where are we going?
Well, you find somebody else.
Okay.
Well, you say people are excited or happy about David Price.
They went out of their way last night.
I know, it was embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them.
To me, it was embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed for them. But whatever, that's what they feel like they need to do. And I would say they're excited and they're happy because it wasn't a total and utter disaster.
It was not. Okay.
It wasn't. And that's what you thought it was going to be, a train wreck, even though, you know, you hoped for the best. It wasn't.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? He got out of there alive, guys. He's with us. He's here. Okay? So now, the team won a game that he made a start in.
Yeah, because they
he
had nine hits as opposed to two in the first
game. And he got some run support, guys. So this is something we can build on. We should support it. What do you think? You good? Yeah, I'm good. Are you good? Yeah, let's do this. That's what it is.
You know the worst part about it was Lou's right when he was talking about Price. If you watch Price in the post-game press conference, he knew he wasn't that good.
No, I know.
The crowd was giving him standing ovations. They loved him.
He knew he was going to tip. He sat there. He knew
that's not good enough for him.
If a basketball player, name it, I don't care who it is, James Harden, if I don't know what year he's in, but if he came out after a big playoff win where he didn't do much after not winning, and he said, you know what, baby steps, and you're like in year 10.
Yeah, I'll give you one.
You're not allowed to do the whole baby step thing. Like, you're past it. You're not crawling anymore.
I'll give you one 2 years ago when he had to face San Antonio in the over
and
in the Western Semis.
Yeah. People thought he was missing on purpose.
People thought the game was fixed.
Yeah, thought he was throwing the game, right?
I'll tell you this much. I think that people, I know I feel better about him having to go game 6 now, though. Because he didn't repeat what he did.
It wasn't
against
an utter
New
failure.
York.
This is actually a positive. This is a step forward.
He threw the ball well that got beat by some good hitters, little jam shots. He got burned by a shortstop that didn't show enough urgency in a ground ball. It wasn't bad. I don't think he was bad. I thought he executed a ton of pitches. And again, that Springer double down the line, that's a good pitch, good hitter, jam shot, line drive, and Bogaerts didn't field the ground ball. He made one awful pitch, and that was the 91-mile-an-hour cutter. Not enough difference. That's got to be 88 to Maldonado for the double. To me, that was it. So, you know, I feel better about him. When it comes to Chris Sale, I feel worse about him. And if I was the Red Sox, I would not... You know, one of the things was he didn't throw a bullpen because they thought he might need him in Game 4. I wouldn't do that with Sale in Game 3 and Game 4. I would have him throw a bullpen to try to find these things mechanically. The guy was in the hospital last night. The plan might have been to have him the eighth inning tomorrow night. I would not do that. I would have him throw a bullpen, try to find everything that's right, and get him ready for Game 5.
All right, think of what you just say. You're feeling better about a guy who didn't spend the night in the hospital versus the guy who sucked in Game 1 and did spend the night in the hospital.
Those are your options.
So those are your options.
That's you. All right.
I'll give you that.
Feel good about this. Talk about limping into the finish line.
So I'll give you that. Logically, you're right. I feel better about Price than I do about Sale.
Because you didn't spend the night in the hospital?
That's right. He didn't spend the night in the hospital. But for the team, I don't feel good, and I felt pretty good going into the series, even though I have, you know, great respect for Houston. I thought they could plug away, score a lot of runs, and win the series in 7. I don't feel the same way today, mainly because I don't know if you're going to see Sale again, and Price is not good.
I would be amazed if you didn't see Sale again. There's no way. He talks about pitching until his arm falls off. This is the time to do it, buddy.
But he's going Game 5.
But you might not see the same guy. That's my point. He's going to be out there, Christian. We're not seeing the same guy.
So that's a Cora thing, though. So that's the Cora. You know, he talks about trust and being honest with his guys and his guys being honest with him. This is you got to be honest with me.
Christian, let me do this for you. He's going to pitch 2 games, and then you're going to need him maybe for Game 7 out of the bullpen. Do you feel better right now based on what you've seen with Chris Sale or Nathan Eovaldi?
Oh, Nathan Eovaldi.
Okay. Rick Porcello versus Sale.
Definitely Rick Porcello.
Okay. You know, Erod versus Sale.
Yeah, I think I'll go Sale.
Price versus Sale.
I'll tell you what.
He's your ace. Yeah. He's your ace. You need him to be good.
Yeah, you do. You do. And now you're tied 1-1. The thing I feel better about is I feel like the two guys that I feel like are the healthiest, throwing the ball the best, are going next.
Yes.
You know?
The best two pitchers are going in the next
two games.
Yeah,
they're going next.
Yes.
So the question is, what do you do? I think that you're going to need to find another arm. You can't keep Dombrowski's still an arm short. Let's not confuse this. You want to give him credit for this bullpen. Brazier and Barnes have been outstanding. The most important innings have been the eighth inning guy, and they're using starters in 3 of the victories, and the other one was a blowout.
Stephen Wright injury killed him.
Stephen Wright injury hurts. Somebody else needs to, and it's going to be Joe Kelly first. Like Barnes was first the other day. Joe Kelly's first. And then it goes Barnes and Brazier, and you pray that that gets you to the ninth inning. Because if not, I don't know who that other guy is. Workman is not look right. Hembree's throwing the ball well. He's throwing the ball well in games they're getting blown out in. And those are a lot easier to pitch in. But they might need an extra arm because they're not going to have the luxury of bringing in a starter anymore when these 3 games are going on to pitch the eighth inning. You just can't do it.
Lou, I thought your bullpen was a bigger factor last night than David Price in winning that game because they shut them down. Okay.
Yeah. Barnes was outstanding. He was one hit away from giving up 6 innings in 4 2/3. If Barnes didn't rescue that,
Barnes comes in with 2 guys on. And I think it was a 3-strike strikeout, right? 3 pitch strikeout.
Breaking ball, maybe.
And then he mows him down 1-2-3 in the next inning. I mean, that shut them down. Brazier did the same thing. I think he walked one guy, and then Porcello shut him down. That was the difference. They couldn't hit those guys out of the bullpen.
These guys,
I'm not sure you're going to continue to get that out
of
the bullpen.
No, I tell you, they got to throw strikes because in Game 1, it wasn't like that at all. They were like Brazier, Barnes, and Kelly threw about 42 or 43% strikes when they came in. And the difference was Barnes came in curveball. He threw 10 curveballs in a row last night, Matt Barnes. Was outstanding because he was throwing it for strikes. Brazier, same thing with that slider and that changeup. They don't care what the count is. They're going to execute pitches. It doesn't matter. If it's 0-1, 1-0, and that's why they don't mind. There are strategic walks within this lineup. They are not going to give in. Bregman has got a 700 on-base percentage and is so far in 2 games. He hasn't got a hit yet. They've walked him 3 times in each game. They don't care about walks. They are not going to give in. So these guys out of the pen, they got to get that breaking ball over strike 1 in order for these guys to expand the zone and swing at balls just off above the zone in that fastball or that curveball in the dirt. Because when it's 1-0, when it's 2-0, they come back with the curveball again. and now it's 3-0. They'll come back with the curveball again. They'll walk him. Who gives a crap? Let's pitch to the next guy.
All right, let's take a break. We'll rip through a few of these phone calls, and then we'll give you some of Bill Belichick that you might have missed early. He was so kind to Lou today. It was embarrassing. We'll do that next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here in OMF, we are down here in Foxborough with Gillette. And Davio's Foxborough took care of the boys for dinner today. Fourier, what a diva. What a diva. An hour and a half before lunch, he says, he texts me, can we change the menu, please?
I was asking for those
spring rolls that we like so much.
Spring rolls and those meatballs that are awesome. And an extra couple steaks. Those extra steaks in there. Here, for the record, we all like act like we eat the salad. Nobody eats the salad.
That's a good point.
Nobody eats it. So why kid ourselves?
Green beans are good.
No. Just eat the steak. Yeah, eat something green. No. Fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lou had one green bean.
That's a bunch of crap.
Okay, one green bean. He's like, oh, look, I'm eating my vegetables.
He's like a whole pack of those green beans.
It's great stuff. Davio's, they just opened up in Irvine, California. You know what that is.
Yeah,
that's your neck of the
World Series.
Just opened up last week in Irvine.
LA, Boston. I'm telling you, that is going to be phenomenal. Yeah. I can't wait to hop on the train on the plane with you guys.
Can we stay with your parents?
Yes. No. My folks have already said yes. There's a room
I already
for
talked
everybody.
To
in your old bedroom.
If it's Milwaukee,
it's an office now.
If it's Milwaukee, Trenny said we could stay with her parents.
No takers. And when are you going to marry my daughter?
By the way, Davio's has their sausage. It is now available at all Stop and Shop and all Peapaw. Yeah, sausage is awesome. It's phenomenal. Do we have time to take a couple quick phone calls before we get to Belichick? Here's Joe in Melrose. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
All right. I had a love-hate relationship with that football game last night. One, it's one of the most exciting regular season games I've ever seen. It's exciting, but also, like, the rule changes in football. They don't allow you to play defense anymore. They don't allow special teams. They're almost gone. I mean, you know, I love the Brady touchdown run, but you realize the defensive player let him go because he's afraid to get a penalty.
Oh, shame on him.
I don't know if you saw that study that said the reason why the NFL ratings dipped a little bit was because of the quality of the game, not the political correctness stuff.
Well, that's not true. They showed a lot of different things, and number one was the political stuff, but number two was the quality of the game.
Well, I mean, the team like Kansas City, where they got all that speed, right? The last time, remember the greatest show on turf, you know, the 2001 Rams? Yeah. The way the Patriots defensed against them was to beat the crap out of them. They only gave up 17 points.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't play that way.
Yeah, Marshall Faulk was sore by halftime. You're right. No, but
I would say that team was a little bit better defensively than this team.
Yes, I would say a little bit.
But, you know, Christian, you hit on it earlier that Bill just sort of pushed it aside. When there's so much speed on that Kansas City team that it's almost like when you get them in the red zone inside the 20, you're like, okay, you know, now we can defend this team. Better.
Yeah, we have an opportunity to get the ball back.
You don't have to worry about this guy running by you and that guy running by you. I mean, you're at the 15 and you're like, okay, we've shortened the field. And their speed and their space, we've sort of taken away a little bit.
Yeah, that's you cut one of their legs out from under them when they don't have all that space. And now, as a defender, I think I'm like not as stressed out anymore because you're trying to talk to Bill about – you know, just, you know, how? What are you thinking when the game's going back and forth?
Well, you got Kareem Hunt beating people on wheel routes going for 60-plus. You get Tyreek Hill just out running everybody, and now it's like, okay, you're on the 15. Let's go. You're in front of me, left to right. We're going sideline to sideline. I don't have to look over my shoulder
anymore. I think everybody feels a little bit better.
Here's John in Maine. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I'm with Lou on Price and his next start. I feel much more confident after last night's game. Right. I think there's a huge mental component to it, and I'm less focused on the standing ovation than I am to the way he reacted to Barnes getting that out. I think his mind is in the right place, and he's going to...
You're more what with the ovation?
I am less concerned with the ovation than the way he reacted to Barnes getting that out. One thing we've got to remember is David Price is wearing a Red Sox uniform just like every other player on that team, and he wants to win. He was locked in on that game last night.
Well, nobody ever said he didn't want to win.
Don't you hope all of them are?
Yeah, I think they all do.
Offer, you want to give the guy credit, that's fine. You want to make stuff up. I mean, all of those guys. Brian Johnson's not in the roster. He's in. Locked in.
Stephen Wright's been sitting in the dugout. He looks like he's cheerleading. He's doing all this stuff.
Locked in. He's not playing.
John, it's all cliches you're throwing out there. Of course, they all want to win. No, and we're never questioned whether he wanted to win. We're questioning whether he had the ability in a pressure situation to go out there and perform at a high level. He did not do that last night. He was okay, C+. His earned run average for last night's game was 7.71. You think that's good, John?
No, I don't think it's good.
Thank you very much. I swear to God, if David Price or anybody out there ever says, some of the people in the media that have been defenders of him, ever say, Pete Apes, if ever say that we're picking and people are picking on David Price, the public wants to adore this guy.
Standing ovation.
Listen.
Hey, you didn't suck. My God, you guys, we thought we were going to see a train wreck.
Listen,
it didn't happen.
If somebody like Pete Apes said, please make it easier for David Price, bring gifts to him in game six, I swear to God, they would bring gifts.
He got the ovation walking out to the bullpen too, pregame again. But it was a smaller crowd. It was like a late showing up crowd, I felt like.
Well, they were early at Foxborough.
There was more people
up early
in the stadium, you know, for game two when he pitched against the Yankees, so it was louder. But they gave him a standing O. They gave him a standing O walking back to the dugout, too. There was a lot of standing O's for David Price.
I was down in Foxborough down here early yesterday, and I was shocked there was no traffic. And I finally realized that why there was no traffic.
They're already here.
Because they were already here in the parking lots looming up. If you missed it earlier, Bill Belichick, he's so kind to Lou. Bill Belichick, it's coming up next.
That Putnam Investments gives financial advisors comprehensive strategies to help better understand and maneuver in today's market so they can better serve you. Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Since its founding in 1954, Cross Insurance has grown from a small family-owned agency that started in...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.